just thinking, oh, maybe I want to get into crypto, but I'm unsure. I'm going to make it super, super simple. You could end up losing a lot of money. You never know what happens in the markets. You can't buy it today and then hope that tomorrow it's going up to then sell the asset. The prediction right now for Bitcoin is that it will reach about $2 million per coin by don't put in next week's mortgage payment into crypto, hoping you're going to make a quick buck. It won't work out. You're thinking about buying cryptocurrency, do not use. I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. Hey guys, welcome to Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'm Matthew Fraser, and in today's episode, I'm not actually talking about Amazon. What I am talking about is crypto and the do's and absolutely the don'ts, especially for people who are beginners into the crypto space. And you're going to say to me, well, Matthew, what does crypto have to do with Amazon? What I can tell you is that I've made multi-millions of dollars out of Amazon and e-commerce. And now what I do is I move those profits into Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. So I do have a bit of an opinion on certain things within the crypto space, and I'm going to share them with you as if you are my brother or sister or my parents. I'm going to tell you from my heart the experiences that I've had and definitely some of the things I've seen of people losing money and how you cannot lose money. So let's start from the top. I have been buying Bitcoin since 2022. I would say I was very late to Bitcoin. In fact, I was so against Bitcoin and crypto for so many years. And I remember sitting with someone one day and just looking at them and saying, what are you doing? They're like, I'm going to go buy Bitcoin. I was like, nah, man, I would never buy Bitcoin. That's this like airy fairy stuff. And it was simply through my own ignorance that I just didn't do the research. Now, I know Michael Saylor, who's very, very big into the Bitcoin space. Go and research Michael Saylor, S-A-Y-L-O-R. Super, super bullish on Bitcoin. Holds a staggering amount. I think to date actually holds the most amount of Bitcoin out of anyone in the world. Maybe that we know about anyway. And he has a lot of good information. And he himself actually wasn't even into Bitcoin up until I think it was about 2019 or 2020. And then he started buying Bitcoin. Super smart guy. Before that, he was like me, completely against it, didn't know about it, just didn't want to know about it. And then one day, I guess I was making all this money from Amazon and e-commerce, and I thought, people are still talking about this Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, and some friends of mine were sort of talking about it. I thought, I think I better actually find out about it because I might be missing out on something. And so I started just calling up friends. Hey, what do you know about Bitcoin? And my very first friend I called, he had been in crypto for a number of years and had all of this, his life savings, which was about $40,000. I've shared this story before, about $40,000 tied up in crypto. And he was doing what's called staking, which is essentially he's giving his crypto to another company to hold it, and then he gets a return on that. Yeah, generally in like a percentage per annum. It could range from anywhere of like 5% to like sometimes crazy numbers like 78% return per annum. Very, very risky stuff. Anyway, I'll come back to him later, but he was sharing some insights into it. And it was at that point I thought, you know what? I've really succeeded a lot in my life by seeking advice by professionals and getting proper mentoring and coaching in particular spaces. Just like in Amazon, in the very beginning, I spent, you know, $30,000+ on getting mentored and training in the Amazon e-commerce space, which ultimately has now led to over $45 million in sales and has certainly set me up for life, completely changed my life. So I thought, that's it, I'm going to go find a crypto expert. And I did, and I spent $20,000 for 1 year's worth of training. So when I come to you with my personal advice, I'm also coming to you with the advice that I've already received from someone where I've already paid $20,000 for the year to get that advice. So the first thing, this is I'm pretending you guys that know completely nothing. You're brand new. You're just thinking, oh, maybe I want to get into crypto, but I'm unsure. The very first thing, I'm going to make it super, super simple, right? Don't overcomplicate this. So the first thing is, you're thinking about buying cryptocurrency. The number one crypto to buy, which is actually Bitcoin. Now, Bitcoin actually stands alone because you hear about Bitcoin and altcoins, which is alternative coins, okay? And so the thing is, if you're going to buy anything, just keep it simple and buy Bitcoin, because Bitcoin, there's only 21 million Bitcoin supply in the world. There will never be any more Bitcoin. In fact, the numbers are these days that there's probably 5 million Bitcoin that are actually lost, just lost in the system, sitting on people's computers that they forgot about from 2015, destroyed, probably sitting in the rubbish tip, or they've lost the passwords to get into those computers to get the codes, to get the Bitcoin. So 5 million is already gone. So, you know, we're down to something like 17 million, who knows now, right? It could even be 6 million lost. So that could be down to 15 million left. But the point is, there's a finite supply, okay? And at right now, everybody wants Bitcoin, so the price is getting pushed up. You may have even seen recently that it was back in January, I believe, of this year, that the ETF was approved in the United States. Now, what is an ETF? An ETF is an exchange-traded fund. It's a little bit like, I liken it to a property fund. You know, you've got companies in Australia, around the world, they'll buy up a string of properties, and then you can buy into the fund. You can buy a share in the fund through the stock exchange. This is very similar to that. It's like the company's got all the Bitcoin, and you can buy a share into the Bitcoin. Now, the reason why this is so important, the ETF in the United States, was it was approved by the SEC, which is the Securities and Exchange Commission in the United States, which basically was the government giving Bitcoin the green stamp of approval, right? It's legitimized Bitcoin, because all up until that time, it was, a lot of people were seeing it as like a rogue asset. You know, do we really want to put our money in this? Is the government going to steal it? They're going to ban it. And so the government in America has now put the green stamp of approval on. Guess what happened after that? Very shortly after that, Australian government put their stamp of approval on it too. So Australia, as of, I think it was last week, actually now has their very own ETF. And since then, and around this sort of all this year, the UK, parts of Asia have all now come up with their own version of ETF, which means that most countries now around the world, or most sort of first world countries for sure, now have legitimized Bitcoin. I mean, even El Salvador, for example, actually holds Bitcoin in their government treasury, right? So this is how legitimized it is now. So no longer is it sort of like frowned upon. It's now a fully fledged legitimate asset. So that's why I say, if you're going to buy anything to start off with, you should absolutely get Bitcoin. Now, the other thing is, you should also understand market cycles, right? When is the market going up and down? Now, just like the stock exchange, it goes up and down in the short term. Over long terms, you would say probably goes up. If you look back in history, it has gone up over time. And the same thing is with Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is fluctuating based on what's happening in the world, right? How are humans operating? What are they doing? Is there wars are going on? Is there the economic cycles? So understanding where we are in the cycle is really important. Now, if you're listening to this today, we're now in June of 2024. We are currently in a bull cycle, and I think we're at least one third of the way through of the bull cycle. Bull cycle means that the asset is going up. The trajectory is up, as opposed to a bear cycle where the asset's either at the bottom or going down. And so that's a good time to buy, is actually in the bull cycle. But then where in the bull cycle? Because the bull cycle, let's say we range it to like 100, right? 0 to 100. If you're going to buy at level 90, right, then there's only another 10 levels to go of the full top to the bull cycle. You may not want to buy right up the top there. I think we're down at around the sort of 30 to 40 levels, which means it's got another 60 to 70 levels to go before it peaks and then comes back down again. So now could be a good time. But that said, you never know what happens in the market. So you have to play it with more of a time factor, meaning you can't buy it today and then hope that tomorrow it's going up to then sell the asset, right? You want to buy it today. And I would say you want to buy in these cycles for at least a 4-year period, unless you're watching it daily and you're on top of it. You want it almost like set and forget. The prediction right now for Bitcoin is that it will reach 1.2, well, let me talk in Aussie dollars, about 2 million Aussie dollars per coin by 2030. I mean, that is astonishing. Could you imagine? Now you're going to say, well, what is it trading at today? Right now it's trading at about 106,000 Australian dollars per coin. Now, when you're buying Bitcoin, you don't have to buy an entire coin because you're probably sitting there thinking, oh, how am I going to afford $106,000 to buy one Bitcoin? Just like shares, you can buy fractions of a coin. Okay, so you could just simply buy on a stock exchange market or a crypto exchange market, like $10 worth of Bitcoin. You could actually do that. And in fact, one of the things that I do like, and a lot of people do, is they do what's called DCA, yeah, which is dollar cost average, which means that let's say every week out of your pay, you might just put $100 into Bitcoin. You can actually even set these up automatically through crypto exchanges. So every week, just $100 comes out and you just forget about it. It just accumulates over the years, and then eventually one day you wake up and look at it and hopefully there's enough to retire on. The other thing you should consider is having your entry and exit plan, okay, which really comes back to what I said before about a timeline. You know, for example, this is what I said to my sister the other day who's thinking about putting some money into Bitcoin. She's got about $20,000 to put in. Now, I expect that in this current cycle, it will, from here, at least double. It'll probably triple in price, but let's say it just doubles. She put $20,000 in, and I said, well, when it gets to maybe $30,000, maybe you should think about starting to exit out some of your initial 20, okay, if you need that money back. Or the other plan is you could just sit it in there, leave it for the next 4, 5, 6, 10 years even. Maybe you could consider it like some sort of a superannuation plan, like at retirement, I'm going to worry about it. And then you wouldn't have to worry so much about the entry and exit points. Yeah, you just dollar cost average in over a long period of time. But just like when I was talking to my sister about having this entry and exit plan, I said, okay, let's think of it this way. You've got $20,000, you're going to buy Bitcoin today. And let's just say we would hope that it triples. So you're talking $60,000. Now, the trick is, though, is selling it at the right time, because you might get to $60,000 and then after the 60, it might start coming back down again. But then now when do you sell? It's gone from 60 to 50, maybe it goes down to 40. At some point, you've got to sell that Bitcoin if you want to get your money back out of that period during the cycle. However, what if it then, if you're thinking it's going to go back up again, but it doesn't go back up? So this is the mind games that happen. And so that's why you have to have a plan of, hey, when it gets to $30,000, I'm going to take out 10 of my initial 20. And then maybe if it gets to 40, you take out another 10. So now you've got your initial investment back in your pocket and you've got $20,000 still in the market, and it can go up or down depending on, but at least it's the house's money now. Right, your money's been kept in your own pocket, if that's how you feel, if you're super worried about losing that initial $20,000. If you wanted to, you could just keep the money in the market altogether and just let it ride for the next decade and just see how things go that way. Storage of your Bitcoin. Now, one of the things that is a bit scary for people is that your Bitcoin can literally sit on your iPhone or your laptop, because Bitcoin is digital. Right, but there are a number of ways to store your Bitcoin. One can be just through the crypto exchange where they actually hold the Bitcoin for you. The second way is called cold or hot storage. Now, cold storage is where you actually remove the Bitcoin off the internet, so to speak. Now, it actually looks like you can get a cold storage wallet, right, which looks kind of similar to this, almost like a USB stick, really. You plug it into your computer and you transfer the Bitcoin from your crypto exchange onto your cold wallet, and then you can store your cold wallet in a very, very safe and secure spot. The other way is called a hot wallet, which is a wallet that is generally located on your phone, and you can take the money or the Bitcoin from your crypto exchange and transfer it into your hot wallet and therefore removing it from the crypto exchange. Now, why would you want to do that? Well, in history, sometimes crypto exchanges have done not so good things. They get hacked, they don't run their business properly and they collapse, and away goes your Bitcoin with them. So by taking, it's called self-custody, by taking it into your own self-custody, you now take responsibility for your own Bitcoin and not leaving it to the responsibility of someone else. So let's talk a little bit further about cold storage and hot storage and keeping your Bitcoin in a crypto exchange. I actually believe you need to diversify where you hold your Bitcoin, okay? So I personally have Bitcoin in a cold storage wallet, and I also have Bitcoin in two separate crypto exchanges. Now, I choose to use crypto exchanges that are based out of and regulated by the Australian government, right? So they're regulated by the financial institutions in Australia, which gives it way more protection. And by diversifying across the different exchanges and also the cold wallet, if something was to happen, let's just say I forget my passwords to get into my cold storage wallet. Well, I haven't put everything in there and lose everything. Let's just say one of the crypto exchanges just goes bankrupt and takes all the Bitcoin. Well, I haven't got all of my Bitcoin in that one crypto exchange. So you're mitigating your risk, which is ultimately what you want to do when you're holding these types of assets. Now, let me tell you a story about diversification gone completely wrong, because it was not diversified. And my friend had $40,000 of his own money tied up in staking, and he put all of the $40,000 with this one particular staking exchange. And then during the last couple of years, there were some downturns, and that particular exchange went belly up. And guess what? The full $40,000 was just gone. And I'm talking like in an instant, it was gone. And there's no one that you can call up. Remember I said it's decentralized. So if something happens, you can't just ring up some of these exchanges. You can't ring them up and say, hey, look, I've lost my Bitcoin, or they're just gone. Yeah. Now that's why I do like the fact by using the Australian exchanges, and this particular exchange where he lost his money was overseas somewhere in some country we don't even know about, right? But if you're using an Australian exchange, and I like to use two exchanges. One's called SwiftX and the other is called CoinSpot. Now, SwiftX is my preferred place because it has lower fees, because you have to pay every time you buy, and in SwiftX it's 0.6% of your total amount, whereas with CoinSpot, it's generally around the 1%. And you can get some better deals on that, but you've got to generally buy a lot of Bitcoin or crypto in order to get even better rates. But certainly by dealing with those crypto exchanges in Australia, it's going to give you that little bit of a leg up, even if you have to pay a little bit more for the Bitcoin. I like the added security. All right, guys, so I've told you a lot of the do's when it comes to crypto. Let's talk about the don'ts, because I've got a range of things. Now, this is for people who are a beginner. Now, of course, some of these things I talk about will be completely fine for those who are seasoned investors and researchers and users of crypto. But if you are my sister and you're just starting out, this is exactly what I'm going to say to you. First thing is, do not use leverage. Okay. Now, what is leverage? Leverage is essentially where you're going to borrow money from an institution to buy more Bitcoin. But depending on the bet that you make, whether the market is going up or down, will depend on whether you can get liquidated or not, which means they could just take all of your money. So to play it safe, simply don't use the financial institution's extra money to place bets on crypto. That would be one purely for people who are experienced in this space. The second thing is, don't use staking. Now, again, I just told you about my friend who was staking all of his $40,000 and lost it. If you just want to keep it super simple and safe, do not put your crypto with some other company because you think you're going to be getting this huge, huge return. And that's the reason why a lot of people do this, right? Because the attractiveness of like a 50% or a 78% return on their crypto is so enticing. They can't help themselves. But it comes with huge risk. Hence, my friend lost his $40,000. The other thing to not do would be to do day trading. Yeah, what is day trading? Basically, it's betting on the market. And day trading can work in a number of ways. People can bet on like 2-hour cycles, 4-hour cycles, day cycles. You can go to month, year, etc. But basically, you're just putting bets on the market to see if it goes up or down. And it's a surefire way as a beginner to lose your money really quickly. The other thing I see some people do is they want to put money into Bitcoin or crypto, but they don't have surplus money, which means that they want to pull money which is actually meant for their mortgage or their rent payment and put that into crypto, hoping that by next week it's gone up and they can sell it at a profit. That is a big, big mistake. To keep it super simple, just put in a certain amount of money every single week or fortnight and just leave it at that. Don't put in next week's mortgage payment into crypto hoping you're going to make a quick buck. It won't work out. This is one I see a lot of people do. They buy high risk crypto. But of course, high risk comes high reward, but it's a really easy way to lose all of your money. That's why I said in the very beginning of the do's, just keep it simple and just buy Bitcoin. Don't get enticed by some of these very, very what looks like cheap cryptos because you think they're going to go super, super high really, really quickly. You'll be fascinated to know that 98% of cryptos in the world are actually scams. So keep it simple and just buy Bitcoin. Now, as I mentioned before, don't keep all your crypto in one place. Yeah. Don't not just one exchange or one cold wallet. Diversify your crypto. By diversifying, it's less risky. Do not buy airdrops. Now, what are airdrops? It's essentially cryptos that are dropped into the market for those who are in the know. And then you can jump on these and hopefully once it goes to market, they go through the roof. They're also a surefire way to lose money because they're called rug pulls. A lot of these are rug pulls, which means that you get them, the price goes up, and the inventor or the people who are in the know, they then sell and you're left with absolutely nothing. Now, this next one is, I know what you're going to say. I would never do that, Matt. I'm smarter than that. And that is click on unknown links on either like social media or emails. The crypto space is absolutely full of scams. And once they find out your details and they can through various means, they'll have something on social media. I mean, I saw one the other day. This is how crazy this thing gets. Now you're using AI tools. Now, I mentioned in the very beginning a guy called Michael Saylor. Now, he's very, very famous in the Bitcoin and crypto space. There was an AI version of him on YouTube talking about how amazing Bitcoin was. And in it, it said, if you just click on this QR code scan, and if you just send me, it was like, send us $100, I'll send you back $200. But it was actually in Bitcoin. So it was like, hey, send us one Bitcoin and we'll send you back two Bitcoin. And I guarantee you people fall for this stuff, right? Now, I know that YouTube is trying to take down all these scams all the time, but these guys are just so, so professional. They just keep putting them back up again. And it only takes one time where you think, oh, well, that's Michael Saylor. And he's saying that he'll send me back two Bitcoin if I just send him one. And people do it, yeah? The other thing they do is click on email links. Links in the emails, which then takes them to some foreign country and, you know, you end up putting in more money. Or the good one is just, you know, it's the same type of deal. Just send us some money and we'll send you some back. Yeah, it is just wrought with danger. Just so simply do not click on any foreign or unknown social media links or emails. Yeah. Now, guys, you're probably looking at me today thinking, I know I've done absolutely no wrong when it comes to investing or buying and selling crypto. Well, I admit I have lost money in crypto. The thing is, though, I've always used money that I can afford to lose. And where I've lost out is really not understanding the cycles. I talked in the very beginning about understanding the market cycles, and I just didn't really understand it as well as what I do now. But luckily for me, I didn't lose money that I couldn't afford to lose, right? So I could still buy back into the marketplace. I wasn't going to have to go and sell my car or sell my house or the sales or the kids. That didn't happen. But it certainly would have paid off if I'd known the marketplace even better. Only put money in that you can afford to lose. If I'd have known the market cycles better, I certainly could have made way more money. Now, this really relates to anything because, you know, when you're talking about Amazon and e-commerce, there's times when you'll start off in that space and you might be sending in a product and it doesn't work. My very first Amazon product, I lost money on. Yeah, it was about $15,000. I sent in the car chamois. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. But what happens is you just learn more as you go, right? But you only learn from doing. So that's why I say, if you're in this cryptocurrency space, make it simple and just buy Bitcoin. But if you're choosing to go out and you get lured in by all the other altcoins because they look all shiny, then sure, go ahead and do that. But just start off with really, really small amounts of money, because I can assure you that a lot of these altcoins, which is everything except for Bitcoin, they will generally go down by 90% during the next bear cycle, and you could end up losing a lot of money. Now, when I say lose, you will only lose if you have to sell the asset. So let me just explain that for you. You might buy today a Bitcoin, and let's say you put in $50,000 of Bitcoin, and it goes up to 100. Then the price comes back down to 40,000. Now, theoretically, your investment of $50,000 has gone down to $40,000. Now, you haven't actually lost 10, only if you were to sell the complete Bitcoin, all of your Bitcoin, then you'd have what's called a realized loss, okay? But if you simply just held on to the Bitcoin and it went from 40, then it went back up to 60, 70 again during the next cycle, well, then obviously you're going to make your money back. So if you want to go and find more information about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, the first place I would suggest you go to is a website called coingecko.com. It's got tons of information about every 99% of all cryptocurrencies. It'll give you the market caps, like how much money is actually in each coin, what is the current value. And if you dig a little bit deeper, you'll find the history and who are the people behind particular types of cryptocurrency. So it's a really good resource just simply to start out on. If you're looking to buy your own Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, in Australia, there's two places. I'll just say them again. One is SwiftX. SwiftX, SWYFTX. SwiftX.com and possibly a .au. And the other place is coinspot.com.au. Go and check those two places out. My preference is SwiftX because it has lower fees. So guys, I really hope you've enjoyed that little bit of a taster on cryptocurrency. Remember, once you start making a lot of money through your Amazon business or your e-commerce business, you're going to want to think about ways to build your asset base outside of your business. And cryptocurrency and Bitcoin is certainly one of the ways that I do, and one of the ways that you could possibly look at doing too into the future. Now, if you want to learn more about Amazon e-commerce, make sure you click on the links down below. And thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Take care. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.